Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Rock Island Arsenal is increasing security measures amid the Pentagon's heightened military activity in the Middle East. The Army Garrison's Public Affairs Office announced Wednesday that the base's Davenport Gate has been shut down and the Rock Island Gate will be closed on Sundays. Non-Defense Department visitors must also undergo additional screening procedures at entrances. Arsenal workforce and visitors should expect longer lines at the gates and plan accordingly. Additionally, the government bridge to the Arsenal Island is closed for cleaning today until 6:30 p.m. Tomorrow, the Moline Bridge to the Arsenal will have intermittent lane closures for maintenance. Western Illinois University is still working to make ends meet after not getting everything it asked for during this year's state legislative session. Tri-State Public Radio's Rich Egger reports.
One of Western's wins is Senate Bill 1310. It would allow the university to borrow up to $2 million from its foundation.
That did pass.
Zach Messersmith is Western's Director of Government and Public Relations.
Everything that I've heard looks good for that, for the governor signing that into law later this year in giving us that ability and that flexibility to borrow from the foundation.
He says Western ended up taking no position on a bill that would have allowed community colleges to award baccalaureate degrees. That bill did not pass. Messersmith says Western is disappointed lawmakers did not take up a proposed new funding formula for higher education. It would benefit WIU. He says the university will continue pushing for that. In addition, the new state budget provides little additional support for public universities. They will receive a funding increase of just 1% next fiscal year. Rich Egger reporting.
Illinois and Iowa are set to receive millions of dollars in opioid settlement funds after both states signed on to an agreement with Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family on Monday. 49 states, 5 U.S. territories, and the District of Columbia have all approved a $7.4 billion settlement with the company, resolving thousands of opioid lawsuits nationwide. The OxyContin maker is accused of manufacturing and marketing the drug that fueled the country's opioid crisis. Under the agreement, Illinois will receive nearly $149 million in abatement funds over the next 15 years. Iowa will receive nearly $38 million. The funds will be distributed primarily in the first 3 years among state programs and local governments. Several Democratic members of Congress were denied entry to an Illinois ICE processing center on Wednesday. WBEZ's Isabella Nieto has details.
Four Illinois U.S. representatives joined immigration advocates at the ICE processing center in Broadview following reports that the center is being used to detain immigrants. Representative Delia Ramirez says a staff member in the facility who refused to identify themselves told Representative Jesus Chuy Garcia to send an email requesting access to the facility.
They don't want us to shine a light on the ways that they're abusing the power of DHS to violate our rights, undermine due process, and tear our communities apart.
Democrats in other parts of the country have been arrested or detained for attempting similar actions, but that did not happen to the four representatives in Broadview. I'm Isabella Nieto.
And this is WVIK News.